first want to say what a privilege it is to be here this morning on your 70th anniversary. That is just such an amazing achievement, and congratulations, that's just wonderful. And also to thank Suzanne and the Reverend Johnson, wherever he is, for inviting me to come along to share from God's word this morning. So a wee bit about me. I'm Leslie Beer. I'm married to Wilson, who is my chauffeur this morning. And I come from Tandragee. I have two boys. I have no girls. Two boys. Caleb is 8 and Jude is 4. He's going to be 4 in a few weeks' time. And I have been working in GB for 13 years. It's hard to believe, 13 years. But that's not where my connection with GB started. I started in GB when I was little like you, all those years ago, and I loved GB. So it's something that I champion and love, and so it's a privilege to work there. So this morning, before we start, can I just pray and ask God to just come and be with us? Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you're here with us this morning. God, thank you that as we worship you this morning, God, that we can just give you thanks for who you are and what you've done for us. And God, as we come to look at your word this morning, God, I pray that you would soften our hearts, that you would give us listening ears so that we can take what we are hearing from your word this morning, and God, that we can learn from it and that it can help transform our lives. So just take what I say this morning and, Lord, use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want to play a wee game, first of all, this morning, and I need some helpers. Okay, so do you want to come, the explorer? Yeah, you two girls beside each other and the girl behind, you can come too. And I need one more junior. Do you want to come? Yep. Okay, now I hope I've picked girls who like to talk. Yes, have I? Picked the right people? Okay, so... So the juniors, you can sit down at the front until I need you, okay? So what I'm going to do is I am going to show you a picture. And you, what's your name?
Hannah.
Hannah. Oh, Hannah. Good choice for me. You're Hannah from the story. And what's your name?
Lucy.
Hannah and Lucy. Okay. So Hannah, we'll start with you. I'm going to show you a picture, okay? And you have to describe to Lucy what the picture is just by using words. Do you think you could do that? Okay, right, so Lucy, close your eyes, okay, right, Hannah, come and look to see what it is, okay, you know what it is, okay, so you're going to take the microphone, or do you want me to hold it for you, okay, now you describe to Lucy what it is that you see in the picture, right, go.
So it's white, and it has buttons.
Keep telling her a wee bit more.
And it has... stick arms.
And when does it come?
Winter.
Winter time.
It's made out of snow.
So it's white. It's made out of snow. It has buttons. Yes, good girl. Right, okay. Now it's Hannah's turn. Okay, right. So Hannah, you go over there. Right, close your eyes. Right, Lucy. Now, do you know what this is? Okay, so, okay, right, go.
It has four legs.
Okay, keep going. You're going to have to give them with me.
It's a type of animal.
Okay, girl.
And...
it can trot and run.
Drop air and run.
It can trot and run, yeah. A horse. Good girl. Brilliant. Okay. So because you're my helpers, you can have two. Okay. Now, older girls, it's not going to be as easy for you. Come you up, okay? Right. Thank you, Hannah and Lucy. So what are your names? Chloe.
Bethany.
Bethany. Chloe and Bethany. Okay. So I'm going to give you a word. And below that word are three words that you're not allowed to use when you're describing the word. Okay? So, okay? You going to try it, Bethany? Okay, right. Have a look. Now, this is the word you need her to get. And these are the three words you're not allowed to use. I'll hold these. Okay? Go.
Sometimes they can tell you stuff, but you don't really listen.
Okay, give her a wee bit more.
Me and you and other people have them in their life. We go to this place to learn.
Good girl. Oh. Keep going. Just used a word she's not supposed to use, but that's okay. Keep going. It's hard, isn't it? What else?
They can tell us about stuff.
Teacher. Good girl. Good girl, Bethany. It's not easy in front of everybody. Right, okay. Now, which one will I give you? Okay. So this is the word you have to get her to get, and these are the three words you're not allowed to use. Okay? Ready? Go.
You can wash it, and you can style it.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Good girl. Right, okay. Because you're really quick. Oh, no, right. Well, we'll just leave it at that. Good girls. Right, here you go. Some sweeties. Okay, you can take two each. Okay.
Thank you.
Give them a big round of applause for helping me. So, girls, in the game that we just played, what did you have to do to help the other girls understand what it was? Yes? Shout out?
You have to describe it.
Describe it. And what else did you have to do? Yes?
Guess it.
Did you say that too?
Yeah.
You had to talk, didn't you? You had to talk to each other and you had to use your listening ears. My wee boy started nursery and he talks about listening ears. You had to use your listening ears to hear as well, didn't you? And every day, in lots of ways, everybody in here talks, don't they? We have to talk to different people and communicate. And we use lots of different ways to communicate. We use our voices. We can use our telephones to talk to each other. We can use phones to text message. And we can do lots of different things to talk. And girls, what I want to talk to you about this morning is if we are to be the best followers of Jesus that we can be, we have to learn to talk to God and practice talking to God. Does anybody know what we call talking to God? Somebody else? Yes. Praying. Good girl. Yes. And prayer is a conversation with God, isn't it? It's where we talk to him and then we listen to hear what he has to say to us. Isn't that right? And in the Bible, there's lots of different people in the Bible that we can learn from who talk to God. And this year in your GB scripture course, we've been learning about different women in the Bible, haven't we? And this morning, I just want us to quickly look at another woman in the Bible who we haven't and we're not going to be learning about this year. And her name is Hannah. And Hannah's story can be found in the Bible, which is a true, all the stories in here are true. And it can be found in the Old Testament in 1 Samuel chapter 1, which the girls read earlier on. So Hannah was married to Elkanah. And every year, Hannah and her husband and his family would go to a place called Shiloh. And when they were in Shiloh, there would be a big festival, and they would use this time to thank God for all that he had given them, for their family and for their crops. And they made presents and sacrifices to God in order to show him just how thankful they were. And we're told in the Bible that although Hannah's husband loved her very, very much, she was sad because she desperately, desperately wanted a baby, but she didn't have a baby. And in the Bible times, it was really important for families and women to have children because it meant that if their husband died or when they got older, that there would be someone to look after them, and also because they could carry on the family name. So Hannah wasn't a very happy lady. She was so sad and disappointed. In fact, we're told that she was so sad that she couldn't eat. And even though her husband loved her very much, there was nothing he could do or say that could help Hannah to feel better. And she still felt really brokenhearted, and she felt a failure, that she was worthless. But finally, Hannah did one thing that she knew could help her, and that's she prayed to God. And I think we can learn lots from her. So one evening when they were in Shiloh, she went to the temple and she started to pray to God. And as she prayed, she wept and she cried so much. She knew that she could bring her sadness and her disappointment to God. And she said to God, "Dear God, if you would only see how sad I am, if you could only remember me and give me a baby boy, I will give him to you so that he will serve you for the rest of his life." And while she was there and Hannah was praying, the priest Eli was there and he was sitting nearby. And when Hannah was praying, her lips were moving, but there was nothing coming out. She was praying into herself. You know the way sometimes you maybe do that where you pray, but people can't hear what you're saying. And she was lost in prayer. It was almost like it was just her and God. And Eli realized that she was being really honest and really truthful to God. And he said to her, "Go in peace and may God answer your prayer." And after that, Hannah felt much, much better because she knew she could give it to God and let him work it out. And I think this is a beautiful story. And as with any story in the Bible, God wants to teach us something from it. And I have three quick things that I want to share with you this morning that God wants to teach us, I think, in the Bible. The first lesson that we can learn is that Hannah was honest with God. She was not afraid to show him her sadness and her emotions. And sometimes we can think that there are certain things that we can't talk to God about. That if we're sad or if we're disappointed or even if we're angry about something, we maybe are afraid to tell God about it because we're maybe afraid that he'll be hurt or disappointed or even angry with us. And sometimes there's maybe thoughts in our head that we maybe think, "Oh, I couldn't tell God about that because you can't tell a holy God that." But girls, God's heart is that he wants to have a relationship with you. And he wants to know everything that's going on in your lives. And if he cares enough to know how many hairs there are in your head, well, then he wants to know everything that is happening and everything that you're feeling. And the Bible tells us in Psalm 139, verse 4, "Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely." You see, God knows our thoughts already, and he wants to be involved in every area of your life. And the thing is, if there's something really difficult going on in our life, he's actually the one that can do something about it and can help us with it. And we can also say thank you to God as well and thank him for all the good things that are in our life and the happy things. Because Hannah, when she went on to have a baby, in her prayer in 1 Samuel 2, she said, "My heart rejoices in the Lord." So girls, if you're struggling to make friends or if you're feeling lonely or if you're feeling scared or angry or worried, you can talk to God about it. The second thing we can learn is that prayer changes us. Hannah was changed. Remember we heard about how she couldn't eat and she was really sad. And then after she prayed, it tells us that she went away feeling much better and she was able to eat and worship. She was no longer sad or downcast. Her attitude changed because she knew God was in control and was listening to her prayers. And you know, it's the same for us. Sometimes we think prayers is about bringing our list of things that we want God to help us with. And he can do that. But it's much, much more than that, girls. God can change our hearts. Now, does that mean that we'll look different and that our family and friends won't know us? No, it changes us, our hearts. And I believe that we need to remember that as we pray, that we are talking to Almighty God, who loves us more than we could ever imagine. He loved us so much that he sent his one and only son, Jesus, into the world to rescue us. And when we understand that, when we get that he can change us, then we'll realize that changing our hearts is a pretty easy thing for him to do. So that means that if we're feeling worried, he can help change that. It means that if we're feeling bad about ourselves and thinking we're not good at something or we could never do something that our friend can do, if we can talk to him about it, he'll help us realize that we are so gifted and so talented and that he has amazing plans for us. And it's in the spending time with him and talking to him and listening to him that we're changed. And girls, I can tell you this works. It's 100% guarantee. And I just thought I would share a quick story with you about my older boy, Caleb. So Caleb, when he started school in September, there was somebody in his class that he maybe didn't really get on with. And every day he was coming home and he was saying that it was mean and it was cross and just didn't get on with him at all. And we thought about it and we thought, you know, what could we do about this? And so we started to pray. And we prayed, and you know what we prayed? We prayed, God, would you help us to see that person through your eyes? Would you help me, Caleb prayed, to see that person through your eyes? And he was a wee bit like, Mummy, this isn't going to change. This isn't going to change. And I said, well, let's give it a go. And you know what, girls? Within days, it was completely different. Now, that wasn't him. That was God changing his heart. So I challenge you that if there's somebody like that in your class or somebody you know like that, ask God to help you to see that person through his eyes, because it works. And lastly, what I think we can learn about this story is that God hears our prayers. We hear in verse 20 about Hannah went on to have a little baby boy called Samuel. And Samuel turned out to be really, really important in God's plan. And if we read on, we'll learn that she had even more children. And you know, God is still the same. Just like he heard Hannah's prayer, he'll hear our prayers. When we begin a conversation with the creator of the universe, we begin a conversation with him. Let me say that again. When we pray, we begin a conversation with the creator of the universe. So we can trust him with our disappointments, with our fears, with our worries, with our dreams. And Psalm 116 says, verse 1 and 2 says, I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live. So when we pray, we have the ear of God. God Almighty bends down to hear what we have to say. And he's interested in every area of your life. And your prayers make a difference. But we can pray not only for ourselves, but for our family, for our school friends, for our church, and for the world. When things happen in the world that other people are affected and hurt by, we can pray. And God's heart loves it when we do that. And he hears those prayers. And he moves when he hears those prayers. So girls, please don't underestimate the power of your prayers when you talk to God. Now, does that mean our prayers are always going to be answered? Well, no, not always the way we maybe think. But the truth is that God hears and he answers. And he can see the bigger picture. So sometimes the prayers that we pray, sometimes the prayers that I have prayed and asked God for haven't actually been answered in the way that I want to. But I have to remember that he knows best. He can see his plan for my life. And he's going to answer it in the best way for me. And sometimes when I look back, I'm glad he didn't answer my prayers the way I asked him to. And this is my very last point, very quickly. I just want to talk to you older girls for one minute. So in the story, we learnt how Penina teased Hannah because Hannah didn't have any children. And she was really mean and horrible and cruel. And, you know, even though we're here thousands of years later, human nature hasn't changed. There are sometimes people in our lives who can be cruel and horrible and mean to us. And it can really, really hurt. But I want to really encourage you girls not to get caught up in games or biting back and saying horrible things back, because that only hurts us and makes us sadder. I want you to learn from Hannah's story and run straight into the arms of God and to talk to him about it and to ask him to help you see them through God's eyes and even pray for them. Because when we pray a blessing on people, the enemy doesn't like it. And it is completely different to human nature, but it's what God would want us to do. So I would just really encourage you to do that. And I have two props that I'm going to leave with Suzanne to give with you to help you with prayer, and I'm going to show you very quickly. So hands up if you are a little star or an explorer. Hands up. Okay, so I have for every one of you a paper plate. And on the front of the paper plate, what is there? A smiley, happy face. So whenever you go to bed at night, I want you to take this with you and look at the happy, smiley face and thank God for something that you're happy with. And what about at the back? What is this one? A sad face. So I want you to, when you look at this one and turn it over, say, to tell God about what you're sad about. Say sorry for maybe something that you've done that makes him sad. And God wants to hear all of how you feel. And for the older girls, I have a bit of ribbon. Some of them are glittery, some of them aren't. I would love you to put this on your arm, put it in your Bible, put it somewhere that you can see it every day. And I want you to remember those three things, that God wants you to be honest with him, that he wants you to remember that he can change your hearts and he can also hear your prayer and answer them. So girls, thank you. You guys have been super at listening. Thank you so, so much. Okay.